Those of you who want to participate in Children's Church, you can follow Miss Tina to the fellowship hall. Y'all save some of that food for us. We need to go back there. Have study back there. That way we'll be close to the food. I'm going to invite you to turn with me to Leviticus chapter 7. Leviticus chapter 7. As we think about this Thanksgiving holiday that we have coming up this week, I want to honor that and honor God by talking about the Thanksgiving offering. The Thanksgiving offering. As we know, the pilgrims, they come from New England, they came over from England, and they settled in the United States, and they commemorated a three-day feast that is known as the first Thanksgiving. There were several other religious groups in the 1600s that celebrated at different times a Thanksgiving. And then eventually it became a national holiday in the 1700s known as Thanksgiving Day. But as we think about Thanksgiving Day, we have Christmas fast approaching. As a matter of fact, the very day after Thanksgiving, we know as what? Black Friday. It's the day when all the stores discount all their products so they can get out of the red, so to speak. And we run to the stores and we camp out in the parking lots and on the sidewalks. And we see all kind of chaos because our mind has swiftly left that Thanksgiving day and focused on what we can get for ourselves or others. Back in the Old Testament, in Leviticus, we see a Thanksgiving day. We see a Thanksgiving offering. It was given by God's people, expressing to God Himself how thankful and grateful they were in what He had done for them. But it wasn't just an ordinary day. It was a day of sacrifice. It was a day of ritual commemoration. It was a day to give of themselves, to make commitment, to make a vow, to promise to an almighty and holy God their selves for what He had done for them. If you remember, He saved them out from under the ungodly grips of a Pharaoh in Egypt. And as He exited them, as He pulled them out from under the bondage of sin there, He kept them. He shielded them and guided them through the wilderness as they went to a promised land that we call the promised land that God allowed them to move into after 40 years of being in the wilderness. As they moved into this promised land, God gave them laws. He gave them laws. And what we see here in Leviticus is part of the priestly duties that He had them perform for the people and themselves. So I'd like for you to look at Leviticus chapter 7, starting in verse 11, and we'll go through verse 15. a thanksgiving offering. And I'm going to ask those who are physically able, would you please stand in the honor of the reading of God's holy word. Leviticus 7, verse 11. This is the law, the Bible says, this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil. Besides the cakes, as his offering, he shall offer leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. And from it he shall offer one cake from each offering as a heave offering to the Lord. And it shall belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offering. The flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered, and he shall not leave any of it until morning. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the ultimate sacrifice. Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to die in our stead upon the cross of Calvary. And Father, we are grateful that you had offered for us to commune with you by the way of Jesus Christ. May this Thanksgiving holiday be different from the past. Father, I pray that this Thanksgiving that we would truly seek and search your face. And Father, I pray that if you see anything in and of us that is not pleasing to you, that I pray that you would direct us in the area you would have us to go. And Father, may we fall humbly before you and be as living sacrifices. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. A thanksgiving offering. As I had mentioned earlier, in North America, when we hear these words or this word thanksgiving, we immediately think of the holiday season that we celebrate in the third week of November. And as in the original settlement of the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving offering here in Israel recognized that the Lord had provided for their needs and that they were worshiping God in respect and in honor of His provisions. It was presented to the Lord out of gratitude for the Lord's goodness. Probably a rejoicing at His answering their prayers. And I know here lately, I can reckon with that, because God has surely answered our prayers in the past few weeks, which I am thankful for. The thanksgiving of the Israelites was not a word of grace prayed over a meal. It was not the casual thank you, Jesus, as we sometimes hear. But the offering of praise included the ritual practice of costly sacrifice and verbal testimony to God's goodness to His worshipers. That's what we see here. The psalmist in Psalm 66 also expresses this And you can hear it in his verbiage as he goes on making a joyful noise to the Lord. In Psalm 66, the psalmist says, "Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are Your works. Through the greatness of Your power, Your enemies shall submit themselves to You. All the earth shall worship You and sing praises to You. They shall sing praises to Your name." He goes on in verse 5, he says, "Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in His doing toward the sons of men. He turned the seas into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in Him. He rules by His power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of His praise be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For You, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but You brought us out to rich fulfillment." Praise God. The psalmist goes on in verse 13 and he says, "I will go into Your house with burnt offerings." Isn't that an awesome thought? I will go into Your house with burnt offerings. I will pay You my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer You burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be to God, who has not turned away from my prayer, nor His mercy from me. Do you hear the heart of the psalmist? The gratefulness, the thankfulness that he has, and then the promise and the commitment that he is making to God. He says, "I will go into Your house. I will pay You my vows. I will offer You. I will offer." And over again, we see not just words, but a objective action that the psalmist will take in paying thanks to God. The Hebrew word for thanksgiving is derived from the word to confess or declare. It was a very important part of the public act of thanksgiving. The ceremony concluded with a joyful communion meal. It involved worship, family, the worshipers, the family, the priests, the Levites, and even the poor. It also included the poor. We see this as the psalmist explains in Psalm 22, verse 25. Psalm 22, 25 says, "My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever." In Psalm 107, he calls on the congregation to offer thanksgiving when in distressful times they had cried out to God and he delivered them. Such as from the trials of the desert journey, that long, dry trip in the wilderness, from cruel imprisonment, from near-death illness, and also from drowning on the open seas. How many of us here today can testify of the goodness of God and His provisions that He has bestowed upon us? Are you thankful this Thanksgiving for God? In Psalm 100, we see that it is written and is to be performed by the pilgrim's act of worship upon entering the temple grounds. Let's turn to Psalm 100. You'll see this often written in your birthday cards that I give you. It is a psalm that each one of us should practice. It's dear to my heart. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving." Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. I'm so glad that God has given us an opportunity to come through these doors this morning with a smile on our face and a attitude of gratitude for what He has done for us. Not only in the provisions that He makes for us each and every day, but for that great sacrifice that happened 2,000 years ago on the Mount of the Skulls, Calvary, a cruel place with such sweet mercy and awesome grace. The blood that was spilled there for you and me is worthy of thanksgiving. The spiritual teaching of thanksgiving offerings was reflected in the psalmist's description of the person who makes the offering. We see this in Psalm 50. In Psalm chapter 50, in verse 23, says, "Whoever offers praise glorifies me. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God." And in conjunction with this, in the parallel expression to giving thanksgiving in this verse, is ordering one's way aright. we see the ritual sacrifice had to be matched by the worshiper's consecrated life. What does that mean to us? We cannot express it with our lips and it be genuine unless we are living it with our life. It is more than mere words from the lips. It is a life lived and consecrated by God to Him. We have a devotion to God. And our devotion should be authentic. Again, we see in Psalm 50, verses 12 through 15, "If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. I will eat the flesh of the bulls or drink the blood of goats. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High." Verse 15, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me, says the Lord." So we see that it is not just a mere holiday. It is not just a mere season that we go through and eat too much turkey. But it's a participation. The participation in the Thanksgiving meal in Leviticus, it pointed ahead to the Lord's communion table. It's where the Israelites, God's people, communed with Him. In this sacrifice, in this offering, they were able to share in eating. And as the participants in the body of Christ, we partake of the cup of blessing. And we also take of the broken bread. And we see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Although the Lord brought an end to the practice of animal sacrifice, He did this in the way of His perfect sacrifice. And He did it once and for all. He did it once and forever through His Son, Jesus Christ. So what does that mean to the Christian? The Christian life continues to present sacrifices of thanksgiving and praise. The sin offering of Christ has been offered. And now we, as forgiving Christians, enter into the fellowship with Him by the way of Jesus Christ. We present ourselves as living sacrifice, as we see in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans 12, 1. I'm going to turn there and read it to you. Most of you know this by heart. Romans 12, verse 1. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. How do we express our thanksgiving to God? Well, simply put, we just present ourselves. We give ourselves. One of the things that I had to realize when I became a Christian is God doesn't want my monetary values, my materials, even my finances. What He wants was me. Because He already has above and beyond what I could ever have. What He wants is me. And what He wants is you. A living sacrifice. And then when He gets that, when He gets a hold of us, we present spiritual gifts as an offering of thanksgiving. Hebrews 13:15. Just turn there and read that to you. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by Him, talking about Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. So we see it as in the peace offering, in which the community joins in the eating of animal sacrifice here in Leviticus. This means that the worshiper today also extends to others both spiritual and material blessings. Spiritual and material blessings. Just like as the writer said in Hebrews, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. So our offering of saying grace over a meal is not a mechanical custom, but a praise offering given out of a total life shared with the Lord and sacrificed for others. What is our thanksgiving offering this day? What is our thanksgiving offering this coming week? Let me get you to stand. Let us pray. Father, we humbly bow before Your throne in which we can directly approach because Your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. And it is by His shed blood that now sits at Your right hand, a mercy seat forever and ever in the heavenlies. For the sacrifices are over by way of animals. But you have provided a way to come and drink and eat with you at the mercy seat. And God, it's my prayer this morning that Christians, your children, who have sit under your word this morning, would present themselves, that we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, a thanksgiving offering for you. And Father, for those who may be here today, they don't have your peace. Father, I pray that today would be the day of salvation for that person or those persons. God, that your grace would shower them by the way of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit Himself would convict. Father, that there would be godly sorrow that would lead to repentance this morning. You may be here this morning, say, Brother Dale, I've said a prayer. I've walked an aisle. But today is different. I feel godly sorrow. If that's you here this morning, turn to God. Lift your heart up to Him. You might want to pray something like this: Father, forgive me. I'm turning from my sins right now, and I'm turning toward you. I believe your word. I believe your promises. I know that you have raised Jesus from the dead. I'm confessing that in my heart right now. I believe it. Save me, God. You call upon the Lord, and the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. It's never too late. Until it's too late. If God's dealing with you, obey the initial prompting of the Holy Spirit. And then you will be a thanksgiving offering to Him. Amen.